Wen Rachmene und Begatti.
Quinnahock's new museum and repository is home to 60,000 artifacts, the largest collection of Yupik artifacts in the world. Its opening on Saturday was the culmination of 9 years of backbreaking work and a unique partnership between Quinnahock's Village Corporation and archaeologists.
It's almost broke down.
Warren Jones is the Kinnear-Tuck Corporation CEO. The opening was emotional for him and for many of the other residents who attended. Quinnahock elders had always known about the ancient village near their community, and the village chose to begin excavating it after much discussion in the late 2000s. The Kinnear-Tuck Corporation owns all of the artifacts that archaeologists have found here, and Jones says they've chosen to keep every single one of them in Quinnahock.
It's our culture. It's priceless to us, and they will be here with us forever. Even when I'm gone, when we're gone, they'll be in the village, and our younger future generations can come anytime, look at them, study them, and never forget where they came from.
At the museum's opening, Quinnahock children huddled with world-renowned mask makers around the collection's ancient dolls and ulochs. According to University of Aberdeen archaeologist Rick Connect, the dig's summer volunteers find hundreds of artifacts a day. Connect says he's gotten very little sleep in the past few days and that the museum's opening didn't quite feel real.
I think that's really probably the highlight of my professional career, actually, what just happened. And I think Warren's too. And we looked at each other and shook hands because we'd done it.
The Nunavut Culture and Archaeology Center doesn't have a curator yet, but it is taking some visitors. If you're interested in flying to Quinnahock and seeing the collection, please contact Warren Jones at 907-556-8713. In Bethel, I'm Teresa Cotsarillis.